How many photos do you have? Would you ever dare to count them? Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, likely hundreds of thousands if you think about it. Once you start getting into those big numbers, the next important question is, well, how do you organise them? Maybe you're old-fashioned, all your photos are printed and kept in a photo album, or maybe they get saved directly to a cloud service like Google or the iCloud. Photo organisation might not be something you've given much thought to until there's one specific snap that you really want to find, and then it can be hours of searching through years and years of memories. There's got to be a better way. So let's put it to an expert. Chantel Imbach is a professional photo organiser based in Melbourne. Chantel, what kind of photos do you deal with? Printed, negatives, thumb drives, saved in the cloud? What types?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, all of them and more. But these days, obviously, it's mostly digital photos, but most people still have prints, we have negatives, we have slides, we have old film reels possibly that start to disintegrate, VHS cassettes, everything.
Yeah.
You name it, yeah.
I suppose the ones that do have the ability to disintegrate, they're the ones that you have to take most care with. Is it best to make digital copies of those really old captures?
Yes, absolutely. It's high time to convert them to a digital new format that, you know, so that you can also still watch them actually, because who has still a projector at home? Not everyone. Well, I don't have that.
No.
I don't even have a video player anymore that I could use for VHS cassettes. Mm. And I grew up with them, so... And they do disintegrate really quickly, and then you lose what you've got on them. And look, not all of them are important and worth saving, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Things like slide, I mean, well, say a normal printed out old photograph, you could quite easily scan that at home on your computer. But something like a slide or negatives are a little bit more challenging to digitise. Would you recommend going to a professional to get that done?
Absolutely, yes. Unless you have time and you're happy to, you know, invest in some equipment and to learn how to use it so that you get the best possible outcome, then by all means, go ahead and do it yourself. But normally, yes, I would say find the pro, because there are people out there who do that. They do that for you. And it might not actually be as expensive as you think it might be.
Mm. I know I've had some old Super 8 videos restored in the past, and he did a really wonderful job of actually making them look a lot better. I don't know, kind of like refined them or sharpened them a little bit, which was really lovely.
Yes, you can do that. I mean, technology is incredible these days. And also with printer photos that we digitize, we can easily color correct them and look them so much, you know, make them look so much more better. If you think, and probably most people know what I'm talking about, you have those prints with that orange haze.
Mm.
Yes, so we can fix that easily when we digitize them.
Yeah, that's quite a hip filter these days, that kind of orange haze.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Look, when it comes to organizing, what do you do there? What kinds of things are you trying to, I guess, how do you organize a digital photo album?
Yeah, so you're talking about the digital photos that we all have, like,
yeah,
on the phones and,
yeah,
on the computer and all that. So, look, there are, that's the thing with photo organizing. There is no one size fits all.
Mm.
And it depends a lot on what phone you're using, what computer you're using, how much storage, are you using the cloud, what software are you using? But having said that, you don't actually necessarily need a photo management software, you know, a fancy, expensive one. You can choose to simply store your digital photos in, for example, year, month folder in a chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to dive into that whole world of tech and apps and software. Having said that, though, you can do so much more when you do use them.
Yeah. So what are some of those things? If you wanted to find things easy, I mean, I know a lot of the big providers, Apple and Google and Android and iOS, have brilliant kind of automatic, intuitive ways of kind of tagging people and places, and makes it quite easy to search for things these days. But could you kind of help the algorithms by doing that a little bit yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So that's always the aim of a photo organizing project in the digital world. What you really want to achieve is to have a clean, as I call it, photo collection that is searchable. So you want to find that photo quickly. And obviously, that's a lot easier if you do use something like an Apple Photos library, because it has already integrated the AI that we talk so much these days about, with the facial recognition, with automatic tagging. So you don't necessarily have to tag each and every photo and, add tags like beach and holiday and this and that, because a lot of it can happen automatically these days. And it's not going to be perfect, but it will find, if you search for beach without ever having added a tag or a keyword, it will still find those photos.
It's incredible. It even knows the name of my dog. So I just pop in his name and it comes up. Quite scary, but it's also, it's really nice when you want to show pictures of your
It
pets.
is.
In terms of storage, because photographs and, of course, videos that we like to take, they do take up quite a lot of storage space. For someone who, I'm thinking of my mum here actually, her phone is so full of photos that she can't install any new apps now. So is it a matter of just sending those ones to the cloud to free up storage?
That is one way to do it, to benefit from the cloud. But the other possibility is to simply offload them to your computer and then to delete them off the phone. But the thing is, these days, most people have gotten used to the fact that they can always access their photos on the phone, right? We've always got it on us in the back pocket or in the handbag. It's there, and we sort of fell into that habit, and it's nice to have access to it all. And if you want to have that, and it starts piling up, the average client not, or the average number of photos the client has these days is around 40 to 67 photos. You cannot keep that on a phone storage internally, so you do need the cloud, or you have to sort of move them away onto the PC, which would be the good way to do that sort of best practice anyway. Because what happens if you lose your phone and you haven't got your photos in the cloud or anywhere else? You've lost them, it's gone.
Yeah, because these memories are so important to us all, aren't they?
Yes. So backup is a very central issue with photo organizing, digital photo organizing. That's the top. That would be my number one thing. Like, even if you don't do anything else, make sure you've got a backup.
Yeah. Would you say I suppose that's the benefit of keeping things on a physical computer or a physical hard drive. Would you suggest doing both? So in the cloud and then they're somewhere physical?
Yeah, look, again, it's very individual. Some basically use the cloud more as a means to transfer them from phone to computer, and others actually use it more as a storage option as well. I have nothing against the cloud. I think it's a great tool and we should be using it because it makes things easier. But what I'm really always saying to people is make sure that you've got a full copy of your photos on your computer and back that computer up twice, because you need to be in the driver's seat. If it's stored somewhere in the cloud, you always rely on a third-party service. You have no control over that, even if you pay for it. They can close shop tomorrow, and if you miss the deadline to download all your photos, which can be a major exercise in some cases, they're gone. Or if you stop paying for your account, they close it eventually and you lose your stuff. So Yeah, you need to have control over those photos. Yeah.
Are there ever privacy concerns when it comes to keeping photos in a cloud storage service?
Absolutely. So with anything cloud, especially just, read the small print, and I know nobody does that. But I'm running a podcast or co-hosting a podcast, and we actually just interviewed a specialist on privacy, and cloud is a big topic there. And surprisingly, I learned myself that those big companies that you mentioned, like Apple and Google and so on, they're actually really very safe in terms of privacy. Nobody else is going to look at your photos. But, everything comes with a risk, and you can be hacked and whatnot. So it is a topic that one should be carefully, looking at when you sign up. What are you actually signing up for?
I mean, the thought of relying on an intangible internet storage base for a lifetime's worth of memories does make people a little bit nervous. Any other tips for making sure your cloud storage is safe? Your passwords, probably double authentication.
Yes, absolutely. That sort of becomes the, that's the basic these days. And don't use simple passwords that everybody can guess, but use real safe passwords. I always recommend using a password manager, actually, because it's become so complex, And yeah, just be mindful of what you put there and with whom you share that, because we can easily share links to photos to our, with our friends and family. But again, that's the thing. Once we share a link, it's out of our control. They can then share it on, and we have no idea about it. So it is, just be mindful of those risks and think twice and, uploading photos of you toddlers on social media, that's a whole different other matter. Yeah, just be mindful of who's going to see that, because it's always going to be there somehow.
Yeah, I would be scared of taking a photograph of your credit card. Sometimes friends have done that and sent it through to me as opposed to putting the numbers, but sounds like it's just as that's just as scary for me. You're on Weekends. I'm talking with Chantelle Imbach. She's a professional photo organizer, and we're talking how to best go about to keep your lifetime worth of digital photos organized well. I asked you earlier how many to check out your phone and see how many photographs you've got. 2,342 photos, Kathy from Mount Hawthorne says. Rob says he's got 1,291 photos on his satellite phone. A lot more than you expected, yes. But I tell you what, Chantelle, you said that it was like between 40 and 60,000, like your average client comes to you with. What's the most photos someone has ever come to you with, and how long did it take for you to sort that?
Actually, just very recently, I started out with 500,000 photos.
My goodness.
Yes, and they were not actually photos they had all taken, but that was because they had a data loss and they were able to restore some of those files, but it also included like seven different sizes of the same photo that are hidden somewhere in the system. So they didn't actually take that many photos, but that took about 2 weeks to clean up. So removing all the duplicates and bringing it all in into some sort of structure and folder structure and order so that they can then find their photos easy.
Do you give it back to them and they are completely blown away with what you've done? How neat you've made it look?
Often they're really usually over the moon, and it's just because, and I totally get it, because it's very overwhelming, to deal with all those photos, and they're on all those different devices and in the cloud and in emails and text messages and old phones and old hard drives and whatnot. And it's very overwhelming, and I deal with that every day, but other people don't. So it's a big project. It's like, where do I even start? And I can take that away from them and bring back something clean and that is actually become meaningful, because now they can do something with their photos that is more meaningful, because actually it's not really, you know, the photos are not just because we like looking at a nice picture. The photos, we take them usually to tell a story. So with an organized collection where you can find things easily, it's then easier to tell that story, be it through actually writing some text that goes with it, or displaying them on the wall, or making photo books, or having a digital photo frame to bring and include those memories into our daily life, so to speak. That's what it's all about. And the whole technical aspect, that's one step that will bring us there.
How important are photographs in terms of triggering our memories, especially when we might be, you know, getting a bit older and losing ours?
Very important. I've had clients, we put together photos for the mom of that client, and she had dementia. And it did help to put something together, you know, with good photos of family members and writing down their names next to it and things like that, that can help, and it triggers memory. And I'm just working with a client to go through her countless scrapbooks, and as we go through them, because she's choosing pictures that she wants scanned, and we can't do the whole thing, so we pick a few only. But it's amazing to see, you know, and she says so herself, oh, I thought I had totally forgotten about that, but now that I see the picture, it all comes back. Yeah. It's very, very powerful,
I love looking back at photographs of my parents too when they were a lot younger. So I thank them for keeping some of those old photographs so that, you know, future generations can look at that and see where they've come from. Look, you've got a podcast about all of this. What do you talk about, and where can people find you?
Okay, so the podcast, I co-host that with my friend Fiona Staff. She's also a photo organizer here in Melbourne, and it's called DIY Photo Organizing. And we're actually about to publish our 100th episode next month.
Congratulations. It's a pretty mean feat to keep a podcast going, but 100 episodes, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we love it, and we, you know, getting stronger.
Yeah.
And we have started a while back to invite guests on the podcast that are experts, like the one that I mentioned before, who is a photo organizer but has a background in law. She is a lawyer and she knows everything about that privacy topic. Mm-hmm. We have other experts. They talk very specifically about scanning or how to write stories and all those different topics. It's endless. We could go on for hours. And it is targeted to, it's for the DIYers, because we can't possibly help everyone with the, you know, personal hands-on service. But we want actually to educate people and to empower them so that they can look after their photos better. That's the aim. And, it's good fun.
Excellent. Well, your 100th episode coming out soon, and it sounds like this is a topic where you could create 100 more. Chantelle Imbark, she's a professional photo organiser. She's the owner of Photos in Order in Melbourne, and that podcast is DIY Photo Organiser. Chantelle, thanks for the chat and all the very best.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.